Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Count it a privilege and honor this morning to spend a few moments of your Sunday morning. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm glad this morning that the Christmas might be over, but the reason for my life and the reason for every season is still not past, and that is our Lord and Savior. We thank Him for that and all of His blessings. We trust you've had a good time and got to visit with family and things. We know that there's still always the troubles and trials of life, even through the holiday season, we might say, but I'm glad that the Lord is ever there, that He's an ever-present help in a time of need. And just as the song we heard a little earlier said, I'll trust in the Lord. So this morning, my hope is in the Lord, and I pray that yours is also today. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel. We're located 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community. Our service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning. Worship follows at 11. And then on Wednesday evening, we have a youth service and an adult Bible study that starts at 6 p.m. So we'd invite you to stop by and be with us. This week, of course, we'll be joining Astoria Road United Baptist Church in Watch Night service on Thursday night. That's service time will be at 8 o'clock. We've gone together, taking turns about for several years now. And this year, we're going to go up and join Astoria Road in that Watch Night service. And we'd invite you to come up there. If you need directions or anything, why, feel free to call us, or Brother Kenny Murphy's the good pastor up there, and we'll tell you how to get up there for service. And we've got a very special prayer request this morning we want to share with you before we go to the Lord in prayer. We've got a friend, a lady works with my wife. Her name's Leanne Pig. And she's in real serious condition down in University Hospital. The doctors didn't give the family much hope at the beginning of the week. She has cancer. They talk like it would just be a few weeks. And I talked with her husband last night, and he said that he believed prayers had made a difference, and now they're still talking 4 to 6 months. But I'm glad this morning that God's able to touch. And I ask you in particular today, each one of you that knows the worth of prayer, because I know some of you that's listening this morning, the doctors have given up on you, or your loved ones said there's nothing we can do, and God intervened. And so I'm asking you that you would pray for this woman and her family, that God would intervene. I know He's able today. I've seen it. I've witnessed it, brother. And some say, oh, do you believe in that, brother? We'd be a pretty miserable life if we didn't believe in that. I'm glad that we still have a God that answers prayer, and He's still the great physician. And brother, cancer is no more difficult for Him than that sneezing and hacking cough we get aggravated with. So the Lord can take care of it. You pray with me for her, if you would, please. Our Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, as we come before You this morning, God, so many things to thank You for, Lord, so much that You've given to us, so much that You've granted to us, Father. Oh God, we've seen Your work, Father. We've heard and seen the doctors baffled, God. Lord, and we know that it's because Your touch has come. And Father, sometimes those that don't have the faith and those that don't believe scratch their head and say, we don't know how what might have occurred, but oh God, we know exactly what it is that's transpired. Our Lord, that You've taken the time, that You've stopped by and You've visited, Lord. Our Father, God, we know this morning, Lord, how that the cancer's not too great, that You can't heal it, God. Our Father, we know them. We've worshipped with them, Lord. And God, that the doctors had given up on. Our Father, and yet You're able. How You've brought them through it this morning. Our Father, God, we ask You again today for how this our sister, God, that You would touch her. Our Lord, that You would help her little family, God. Our Father, is they're brokenhearted and troubled by the news, how that's been presented to them, God. But, oh Lord, we know this morning how that You may be able to make things different today. Our Father, so we'd ask once again this morning, and God, that You might visit their opponent, God. Our Lord, that You might give healing under her body. Our Father, strength to our little family this morning, and God, that you might help them through this dark trial, Father. And no doubt this morning, God, there's many others in the same condition. No doubt this morning, God, there's those today, God, that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Father, oh God, I send out that convicting spirit this morning. God, help them to understand and to realize, Father, I'm so glad this morning that you're still the great physician. Lord, I'm glad there's still healing. Father, it's your touch. But Lord, more than anything this morning, I'm glad you're my Savior. That my Redeemer lives today. Lord, that you've extended this opportunity to all. Brother, I'm glad this morning that you use this little time. God, you use the programs in the station this morning to be a help to those. God, that's not able to be out. Father, there might be those, God, that won't enter into the house. But oh God, will turn that radio on. Father, oh God, I use the time to reach them before it's too late. Lord, bless the many today on the beds of affliction. God, bless our dear aged and elderly this morning. Father, as so many come to mind, God, be with them right where they are. I lift them up and strengthen them, God, as they make their way down through the last miles of the journey. Father, oh God, this morning, I bless your church where it gathers and assembles in various places at various times. God, here in our little community, across the state and across the world, Father, where they lift up that bloodstained banner, where they preach Christ and Him crucified, where they preach that redemption in the holy name of Jesus. Lord, visit upon them this morning. God, as we come down to close of another year, help us, oh God, to have more faith and trust in you, to walk just yet a little closer, God. Lord, we thank you this morning for watching over and protecting us, and God, helping us through the troubles and the trials. Father, not only helping us in the times of trouble, but oh Lord, blessing our unworthy soul this morning, God. I'm blessed the young men and women that serve our country. I'll be with them and their little families today. And God, we know it's a difficult season and time for them. I just watch over and protect them. I bring them home again, and Father, once again, I'm blessed the reading of your holy word. Father, send out the message, God, that you would have to go forth. Father, I know I have a lot of thoughts. But God, I desire in this moment, in this few moments, that your message would go out, God. Bless, Father, now we pray this time, Father, the times that will follow after us, Lord. Bless the good station, Lord, and each one that makes it possible this morning, God. These many favors we pray in the precious name of Jesus. And amen. I'm going to read just a few verses out of the fourth chapter of the book of John as you continue to pray. This morning, down at the 40th verse, so when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed, and because of his own word, and said unto the woman, now, we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard that, I heard him ourselves, and know that he is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. This morning we're going to stop our reading there today. We want to think about, I know how you're probably familiar with the account in the fourth chapter of the book of John, concerning the little Samaritan woman at the well. Brother, I'm glad this morning that he gave me drink one day. Brother, I'm glad today that he'll offer the same to you this morning. Brother, my thought today, I know how God has sent his son, brother, that you might have life and have it more abundantly in this season of gifts and giving. Brother, let us not lose sight of the greatest gift of all. Brother, salvation that God has brought down into the reach of every man, woman, boy, or girl. Yes, my friend, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and God made it possible that you could have life and have it more abundantly. Brother, that you could be born again, saved by the grace of God. I want you to see something clear this morning. They didn't just say yes. We believe he's a good man. Yes, we believe he's a prophet. Brother, they said, thou art the Christ, the Savior this morning. Brother, he's still the great physician. I believe he's the healer. Brother, I believe he's my strength. He's my support. He's my anchor, my shield, my buckler, my high tower. My horn of plenty, my Lord of lords, my King of kings, my Prince of peace. Brother, but before I could know him as all those things, I had to know him as Savior. Brother, this morning, maybe you gave a gift card. Maybe you received one this morning as a gift through the season. Brother, it's quite common today. You look on it, it'll tell you what it's worth. Brother, it's redeemable at a store or restaurant of your choice. I tell you what, you stick that card in your wallet, you carry it around for the next 10 years, and to pull it out and tell me what it's worth. What are you saying, preacher? Brother, having that card, knowing it's redeemable, doesn't give you a thing until you redeem it. Brother, knowing this morning that there's a Savior named Jesus, knowing today that the Christ child was born, isn't sufficient. You've got to redeem it. Brother, you've got to accept it and receive it as your for yourself this morning. Brother, that gift card, it might have been just exactly what you wanted. And brother, if you never take it and use it and redeem it, it's not worth the plastic it's printed on. Brother, but when you take it there, when you go to the right place, to the issuer, to the one that gave it and said, I have this, what's it worth? Brother, they'll give you exactly what it is this morning. When you present yourself before the Father and say, I'm not worthy to be called thy son. Forgive me, for I've sinned. When you come to the place, you say, yes, Lord, I want eternal life. I want to know Jesus as my Savior. Then you can redeem the gift. Brother, you can receive it at its face value. Brother, what is it? He said, I give unto them eternal life. Brother, God's got something wonderful, magnificent for you. Brother, I count my blessings this morning. I rejoice in knowing how that my Redeemer lives. I thank God for every thought, every prayer, every card, every gift that was bestowed upon me. But without question, the greatest gift of all, I was my Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother, this morning he's offered it to you. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Why don't you redeem the gift today? Not today. God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.